Now we are there already. It's time for Changing Australia. And just a warning to you that this conversation includes discussions about miscarriage. Well, 4 years ago, historic laws were passed giving parents who miscarry before 20 weeks an entitlement of 2 days paid leave. This reform was driven by the tireless work and advocacy of Samantha Payne, who had suffered 3 miscarriages and was fed up by the lack of support and understanding. Through her group, the Pink Elephants Support Network, Samantha Payne is slowly changing the way we think about miscarriage and what it really means for those affected. Samantha, thank you very much for being my guest this morning on Changing Australia.
Morning, Sally. Thank you for having me.
Now, miscarriage, unfortunately, it's incredibly common for so many families across the country. But as individuals, let alone employers and workplaces, many people seem not to know just how to respond to it.
Yeah, sure. I think miscarriage has been hidden in the shadows for so long that culturally and socially, we just don't have conversations around pregnancy loss, baby loss, miscarriage. And therefore, when it happens, there's an element of shock. And then there is this need from those around you to almost try and find a silver lining to make you feel better. So at least it happened early. At least you know you can get pregnant. And what we need to move away from is that. We need to stop trying to find a silver lining, and we need to be able to sit in the grief and the discomfort with people and acknowledge their loss as a loss of a baby. When we minimise it, what we do is we tell them, your loss doesn't really matter, it wasn't really a baby yet, don't worry, you'll be fine. And we actually further isolate people, which is really dangerous and can really harmful to their mental health.
How much of a range do you see, not in those trying to provide support, but the people who have directly experienced miscarriage in the way that they characterise this loss themselves?
I think what most people will be really shocked is that the majority of people that I see through Pink Elephants and that we provide support to are deeply, deeply affected by the loss of their baby. And to them, whilst miscarriage is common, and you might have heard of this as 1 in 4 pregnancies, to them, it's the loss of their baby. It's the loss of their future hopes and dreams. And it happens so quickly for many in terms of you can go in for a scan and then be told there's no heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Or worse, it can drag out over a number of weeks where the heartbeat can be below the rate that it should be at this point, and you have to go back for another scan a week later. And all the while, you're dealing with something that society doesn't talk about, and you're internalising in all of your emotions, and you're questioning how you feel this so deeply, yet society tells you miscarriage happens, it's common, it's something you just get on with. And we see the complete opposite of that.
Mm. Are there some things that you've discovered through your work and your advocacy that can be really helpful, either if you're someone who's experienced miscarriage or you're a friend or a colleague who's trying to do something that's helpful?
Yeah, sure. What we've discovered, it's actually about being present. So it's sending that message saying, I'm thinking of you, no need to respond. It's dropping a meal round on their doorstep. It's if they already have children, taking them out for a play date. It's basically showing up for people, and it's acknowledging their loss and meeting them where they are. And then an understanding that this doesn't just fix itself. And in a week later, most of us are not okay. It can take many months for us to go through this experience of deep bereavement and to move forward. And you never really heal from it. I'll always remember the 3 babies that we created. They're also part of my family. I loved those children, and I didn't get to meet them, but it doesn't mean that they didn't exist. So there needs to be a greater acknowledgement of the longer term impact of the death of a baby during pregnancy.
Does this kind of fall into the category that we often hear of ambiguous loss?
Yeah, I think so. I think more so for us, it's around disenfranchised bereavement experience, because we don't validate the loss as real, because other people can't see our babies and they haven't had this attachment in gestation to the baby like we have when we've carried the baby, or a partner who's walked alongside us as we've carried that baby, whether for a few days, even a few hours or a matter of weeks, there is still a deep, profound loss. And when we don't meet women with that validation, then they have their grief disenfranchised. And what I mean by that is then they isolate themselves from the reality of the experience, and they don't seek support. And again, that can be really dangerous.
Can it sometimes be really difficult for those who are close in there as well, as a partner or a spouse, a partner, trying to figure out their own reaction to what's happened and trying to support the mother who's carried this child with that physical loss as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The duality of that is incredibly complex and not talked about enough. We often find that partners fall into the role of support their loved one who's physically experiencing the loss. And that can be really difficult because they've got to find no time for themselves then when they're going through the loss. And they're also grieving a future that they imagined with that baby and child. And often what we see with partners, you can grieve differently. So any reaction to grief is normal and okay, and everyone needs to hear that. However, if you're at the point where you're just grieving the loss of a baby and perhaps you've never as a couple gone through grief together before, it can be really confronting when you think the other one is not actually grieving because they're behaving in a different way. And often that's not the case. When you drill down and you unpack it a little further, they're actually grieving too. They're just grieving in their own unique way. And again, grief literacy is another issue that plays into the silence around miscarriage because we find it so uncomfortable to talk about death. We don't have grief literacy, so we don't have language around how we process grief.
A really common situation that I saw with friends, Sam, particularly more so years ago rather than now, was that a colleague may experience miscarriage. There'd be a number of women in the office who knew that that had occurred. A lot of the men were cut out of that in the office and also bosses as well. So there was a limited circle around someone. Is that a common scenario that you've seen as well?
Yeah, I feel again it's seen as a women's issue and it shouldn't really. It's actually a full public health issue. That's another side of this. But within workplaces, we need to normalise conversations around pregnancy loss, miscarriage, stillbirth, all of the things and the taboos that we need to talk about. They need to be talked about so that women and their partners feel safe to disclose that this has happened to them, feel safe to access bereavement leave so that they can actually take the time that they need to try and grieve and heal and do what they need to do to process the loss and then return to a safe working environment where I said those conversations can be fostered. But it's really important as well that people leaders are across this because if you've got someone on your team going through this, you have a duty of care to them. We've got things like now the psychosocial hazards in place. We need to understand how to support people. And because this is such a broader problem that's realised, I mean, we did a collaboration with Jean Hales this year. And in the last 3 years, the women that they surveyed through this independent survey, 37% acknowledged having an early pregnancy loss. That's much greater than 1 in 4. That's more like 4 in 10. So the chances are there are many people in workplaces right now today going through this who need access to validation, empathy and connection of support. And that only starts when we raise more awareness by having conversations like this on a national level, but then also taking it further and having support in workplaces so that no one feels isolated and alone. And there's one other point on that as well. Often with partners, the workplace is the place where they'll feel safe to disclose, and that's where they also could access support that's meaningful to just them and not necessarily putting them in the role of supporting just their partner through it.
You're listening to Changing Australia. My guest today is Samantha Payne, who's a co-founder of the Pink Elephants Support Network, which has been looking at the issue of miscarriage and early pregnancy loss. Samantha, you've talked publicly previously that you've suffered 3 miscarriages, and after the second miscarriage, you got angry about the kind of support. What did you decide to do?
After my second loss, I was deeply angry, and that anger I channeled into creating Pink Elephants because for me, there was this massive cognitive dissonance of 1 in 4 pregnancies end in loss, yet we don't talk about it and there's no support. And I am a talker and I find solace in connecting with others who go through similar things. And I started to talk about it in my circles and I realised other people wanted the same thing. So I took a lot of that anger and a lot of that kind of anxiety I was feeling about ever being able possibly to carry another baby to term and have them in my arms. And I channeled that into creating Pink Elephants, which is a digital circle of support for anyone else that needs support when they're going through the grief of the loss of a baby during pregnancy.
What have you learnt from all of this, going from it being a private loss to stepping up, seeking change and providing support to others?
I've learned that there are many different reactions and there's many different ways that we grieve and all are valid and are okay. But I've also learned that this is something that women genuinely feel profoundly and deeply and deserve so much more than they're currently getting. And I've been in this space for 10 years now, been advocating. We've had some incredible changes. We've done some great work and we support like literally tens of thousands of Australians each year. but we're still nowhere near okay in this country. I still hear stories where women are waking up on maternity wards after their procedure to remove their baby. Women are leaving hospitals without access to support. They're expected just to deal with this profound grief on their own. And so there is still so much work to be done in this space.
Are you optimistic that changes are starting to happen?
I am. I really am. We had an incredible win with federal government last year, and finally there is a significant portion of the budget that now goes to miscarriage, not just support. We were successful in receiving money to scale our services, which I'm incredibly grateful for, but separate to that, there's more research now that we're looking at having a national pregnancy loss register next year, which when Pink Elephants has been lobbying through Count Our Babies for a number of years on the data deficiency to do with early pregnancy loss. I am hopeful that change is starting, but as an advocate in this space, I want that change yesterday. So I'm going to keep pushing until we get to where we need to get to.
Samantha, it's such important work, and you know, sure so many people listening this morning, they've either experienced this themselves within their family, or close friends or colleagues have also gone through this as well. Thank you very much for talking to me this morning.
Thanks for having us. I really appreciate you for having the conversation.